Hello. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Hold on a second. I need to adjust my microphone. Hope you have a good start. Well, hope you had a good start to your day. And I'm really wishing you a very beautiful day. We're 24 hours a day. We're 7 days a God-given week. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. All right. Today on the show, Wednesday, we hold it to be worthy of note. So first hour, we're going to be considering a part of, the southern leaders met recently. And, you know, there was an outcome to the meeting. I want to refer to one thing, I think, because, you know, like they touched on a number of things. And I don't want us to address all of them at the same time, just one at a time. So there's a part of that outcome that I really want to touch on. And that's also because Northern Coalition is attacking the southern governors and says Lagos resolution conspiracy. That, you know, I don't. And this is pretty much what we're trying to figure out yesterday. It would appear that whether it's a difference in opinion or I don't want to think that there's something else. I don't want to think that there's a different ideology. You know, I want to believe that the very concept of a one Nigeria is everything that we all hold. So maybe, for the sake of accuracy, we're going to assume that it's just a difference in opinions. Yeah? Okay. The coalition of northern groups on Tuesday responded to the issues raised by the Southern Governors Forum during their Monday meeting in Lagos. All right. But just before we go into that head first, I want to extract, you know, the particular area of interest for our conversation this afternoon. All right. So here we are. Governors from Nigeria's 17 southern states met on Monday in Lagos, where they opposed some of the items contained in the petroleum industry bill passed by the National Assembly. The governors also said the presidency should be zoned to southern Nigeria in 2023 when President Muhammadu Buhari completes his second term in office. So I think from the communique, I want to go directly to a particular, noteworthy extractions. The first, arising from the meeting, the forum agreed on the following: reaffirm their commitment to the unity of Nigeria on the pillars of equity, fairness, justice, progress, and peaceful coexistence between and amongst its people. They also reiterate its commitment. They reiterate their commitment to politics of equity, fairness, and unanimously agrees that the presidency of Nigeria be rotated between southern and northern Nigeria, and resolved that the next president of Nigeria should emerge from the southern region. All right. I think another area worthy of note is also the issue on security. And I would like to share, you know, that with you, if you would allow me your attention. A, the forum reviewed the security situation in the country and commends security operatives for their relentless efforts in restoring security and safety, and commiserates with families and loved ones of those who have fallen in the line of duty. They further re-emphasized the need for state police. Resolve that if for any reason security institutions need to undertake an operation in any state, the chief security officer of that state must be duly informed. The forum frowns at selective criminal administration of justice and resolved that arrests should be made within the ambits of the law and fundamental human rights. They further add, set a timeline on Wednesday, the 1st of September, 2021, for the promulgation of the anti-opa grazing law in all member states. Well, that's what we're actually pretty much anticipating come September 1st, the promulgation of the anti-opa grazing law. And finally, not necessarily finally from the communique, but finally from my extract, would be resolved that funds deducted from the Federation account for the Nigerian Police Security Trust Fund should be distributed amongst the states and federal government to combat security challenges. All right. So, of course, there's a little bit more to it. For example, the petroleum industry bill and their position on that. But we're not going to touch on that today. Now, I want to go to what our northern friends or brothers and sisters have to say about that meeting. So this is where, and the reason this is expedient or say this is necessary would be because, I mean, everyone who's listening to Nigeria Info this afternoon should understand that we have work in our hands. But even more to achieving that work would be how we comprehend our responsibility towards achieving an end goal as far as our work to the unity of this nation is concerned. So, the coalition of northern groups on Tuesday pretty much had a response. They accused the southern governors of shielding felons, arsonists, and mass atrocity perpetrators in their midst by challenging the prerogative of the federal government to enforce law and order in all parts of the country. This is actually according to a statement by the spokesperson, Abdul Aziz Suleiman. He said there had been a gang up against the North in particular to force original shift of the presidency in 2023 by whatever means and tactics. According to him, the insistence by the southern governors on the anti-grazing law aims to selectively imperil the business of cattle rearing and threaten the legitimate presence of pastoral communities in the South. They further add, and I quote, "The desperation of the southern governors to shield the assortment of criminals, incite and carry out attacks, and wanton destruction of lives and properties of other citizens and national security assets has exposed the level of their complicity in the operation of the armed terrorist groups in the South." Now, this is really serious. I mean, if you consider their position, if they mean it, then we should certainly give it all the attention that it requires. They further add, the Northern Group added that the governor's resolution on 2023 exposed a deliberate attempt to impose a contentious system of rotational presidency aimed at achieving dubious political goals to weaken the North. So I thought we said it was one Nigeria. I thought we did agree, or didn't we agree? I thought we all said, well, the aim and the objective is one Nigeria, a Nigeria for all. Okay. Now, if that's anything to go by, you also have to remember, at least by my own observation, first, I remember one afternoon I heard about, you know, Northern Forum having a meeting. And pretty much after their meeting, then I heard, well, the southern governors are meeting up. I'm thinking, well, there's something coming out of this. And here the southern governors are meeting again. And one of the things they spoke on was the presidency. And by their view, their collective view, they thought, well, since the North has held the presidency for a while, the position of the presidency, someone else should hold it. And they say, well, we don't know if it's going to be, we don't know who it is from the South just yet, but it should come from the South. But the Northern group say, well, the governor's resolution on 2023 exposed a deliberate attempt to impose a contentious system of rotational presidency aimed at achieving dubious political goals to weaken the North. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, is it? Is that really, would a presidency, or will a president emerging from the South weaken the North? I mean, now that the president is from the North, are we supposed to believe, are we therefore by this, you know, are we supposed to extract from this that, well, the South is weak? Well, it's just me and all the nuanced angles to this, and I'm trying to think, well, maybe there's something to this, and maybe what it is that we haven't quite agreed as to how we're going to achieve this one Nigeria. And it's for that singular misunderstanding, or say, from my position, lack of clarity, that we submit this to both conversation and interrogation. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And here I open up the telephone lines. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. It is the vision for one Nigeria. But how? Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Welcome. What's your name?
You have Mr. Mbaz call from Elisha.
I'm happy to have you here. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, whenever the northern governors of Forum have their meeting, it's always a secret, and it's always welcome development. But the ministry that they had a south-south and southeast or southwest have meeting, then came knocking the door, bringing a word of provocation. You see, Joyce, I'm a full citizen of this country. I'm close to my 40. You see, any governor or any leader that came from the east seeking presidency is seeking for his own self. Joyce, I want to use this opportunity to tell you, is it after Buhari and his government have destroyed the economy of this country that the Southerners are waking up? Tomorrow, they will give them the presidency and they will pitch him. Buhari has been doing all the whole security parliamentar, Boko Haram killing, Fulani herdsmen, getting people from
the
woods.
The government is trying to fight insurgency. They just say that, you know, it's taking them a little bit more by way of resource to tackle the problem.
Joyce, this is what we have been hearing even before our father entered the grave. Are you hearing me?
Mm.
Now, let me tell you, I'm a full citizen of this country. I have my own rights as a citizen. One Nigeria is not going to war with this kind of Buhari administration. Buhari have destroyed the economy of this country.
But hold on a second. The issue here is that we want it to work. It's just that it would appear that some people have a different interpretation as to how it's going to work. Can we agree?
Joyce, do you want Nigeria to work?
Are you joking? Of course we want it to work.
Yes, let there be separation. Let every tribe go. That is the only way you can see working a country or a nation. Then I will know that I'm a tribe of Igbo or Ijo. I will protect my people.
Do you honestly think that would solve the problem? This was really what we spoke about yesterday.
Joy, you are trying one Nigeria in 1960 to today. You don't have life. Why people are afraid of separation? Have we not been separated before Luga came to Nigeria?
Okay.
So let us separate. That is fundamental right. Anybody who sees president is seeking for his own selfish interest. Separation is the best for this country.
So the problem with that is, I don't know whether you understand that. I told you the day before yesterday, if you decide, well, you want to go your own way, you must understand that this is going to take you a while to even find a bearing before you even establish a foundation. It would really take something out of life or out of time. And we're not talking 20 years. It would take quite something. But you see, for the benefit of every member of this nation, every citizen in this nation, we believe in the vision of a one Nigeria. I think we're better off together. But I think many times the friction, or say we hit a bottleneck where we're not sure, or maybe it's that we're sure but we disagree. And it's evident from what has emerged from, you know, the southern governors' meetings and what the brothers in the north are saying. So I'm wondering, but we say one Nigeria. Why does it now appear that somebody might not be comfortable, or say a group might not be comfortable with allowing the presidency go to another arm of the very same nation? In fact, they feel that it weakens the north. Do you agree with that? Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Jeremy from Magodo.
Thank you.
I just want to ask a simple question. Is Nigeria working?
Very good question. What do you think?
Is Nigeria working?
What do you think?
What I think?
Nigeria is working towards working. How about that?
No. Okay. Is working towards working.
Yeah. You know, we're working towards our progress.
After 60 years, still working towards working. If I'm 60 years old and I'm telling you I'm still working towards working, how do you look at me? As a fool or as a reasonable person?
Uh-huh.
When the Northern Forum have been having their meeting ever since when I've realized there is something called politics, they've been having their meeting and no agitation, no tension from anywhere. But whenever the South sit down, even if Wike and Sanwo-Olu sit down together, it is bring out something. So I think it's high time the Northerners realize that, okay, maybe we are sleeping, the Southerners are sleeping before, maybe they should realize that we are starting to wake up. Because it cannot just continue this way.
So,
okay, I wouldn't want to mention some people's name, but it's easier for this same federal government to arrest two people. And the only thing that I was listening to this radio, I think Monday or Tuesday, in which when a person called that they are killing baddies. They killed 250 something.
I cannot confirm that to you. He hasn't sent me the pictures. I don't have them.
Yes. As in, it is nowhere in the media. It is nowhere on the internet that they've killed 250 bandits. But another man can come and say, they are killing them, but it is not on the media. But when they arrest these two notable people, it's everywhere. So it's a simple question. Is it working? Is Nigeria working at all? I will not deceive myself. After 60 years, if you are still walking to a working area, then I think you should sit down and reevaluate your life and give it to your children. And the only way Nigeria can give it to the children is to restructure. Let me back it up with a simple thing. Nigeria Info bought a land or rent an apartment in Lagos City. They have their government in Nigeria Info. They do it. They pay tax to the government. And that's why Nigeria Info is working. If Nigeria need to work, let us restructure. Manage resources in your area. Give a quota to the federal government. Everywhere will develop. Now, if the governor needs police, you have to call the federal. You need soldiers, you have to call the federal. But when that soldier, when that police is coming to the particular state to arrest, they will not inform the governor. Just enter the state and arrest. Please, it's not working.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. It would appear that there are two ends to this argument. Welcome. What's your position? Good afternoon. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. If you can hear me, I'm going to ask you to speak up. Okay. So I do apologize. Your line is very bad. You're going to have to hang up and please call back. Thank you very much. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, Tia.
I want the entire Nigeria to look backwards at the time of Jacob I. How young he was to be able to implement some strategic, structures that we are still using today, like the National Theater, like the trade fair, any other thing. And even when the one that was killed during his tenure, now he take take Abuja as headquarters. How everything was on stake before Babangida completed. These were gallant young men. So I believe it is the fault of Nigeria for being tribalistic or choosing old men that their brain is already worn out. What do you expect from an old tire?
Yeah, but you see, this is not even about that. This is even more about the very vision of a one Nigeria. But the Northerners feel that the Southerners are trying to make them weak. And I in my head, I'm thinking
that is the result of the old brain. But the new brain, during the General Gowon, was there anything like that? The other Mutala, was there anything like that? These are we're energetic people that moved the Nigeria forward to the level they are now. But for us to continually recycling retired men is our own fault.
So what's your point? Are you saying that? Are you supporting? Oh, excuse me. You'll have to least. Stop, please. Wait. I'm asking you, are you supporting the presidency coming from the South, or do you want a younger Northerner as president? I've lost you. Okay, hopefully you can call back. So I was asking a question because it didn't quite appear you were speaking specifically to the topic. Yeah. So the topic pretty much is, well, this is what the Northerners are saying, at least by the Northern Forum. And it does appear that they would like to retain that precedency. And when we say one Nigeria, shouldn't there be equality, equity, fairness? Shouldn't the power go around? Shouldn't the responsibility of the management of our national resource be shouldn't that responsibility be bestowed on every tribe in this nation? And then, of course, charge them with responsibility and give them a time to be in power. And when their time is up, that they, you know, dignify themselves by getting up and leaving and giving the throne to someone else to govern for a period of time and bring about the prosperity of the nation. Like, why? It does appear that we're not quite uniformed in our ideas. And that doesn't necessarily give a lot of backing to the very vision of a One Nigeria. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. How can we achieve a One Nigeria?
Yeah, that's what I'm still saying. That if we look back at the time of General Gowon, if we're having One Nigeria, Nigeria must be, it's a task that must be done. He said so. And since we're moving on, but by the time we start recycling old men.
Yeah, so do you want a northern, you want a young northern leader, or do you want a young southern leader? Because the contention here is between the South and the North, at least that's the topic.
Yeah. I want the whoever wins, let him win.
Okay.
But if we want a rotation, we should have somebody from the Eastern region.
Okay.
The people have been not, they have not been given chance to be presidency because we are afraid that they might cut away. I think that is the main reason why the Northerner do not want an Igbo man to be a president, because he might walk his way out the time he becomes a president, and they don't want that.
Well, but thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're happy to have you. Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. You're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Judge.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Like, okay, have you on the line? You mentioned a very important line, fairness, equity. But I'm going to ask, where is this? Where is the fairness? Where is the equity? Because when you begin to talk about decentralization of power, and when it comes to like the 382 group ruling, it seems like one particular group is just headbent that won't leave this power. You get it deep on my chest that, okay, you've done it for how many years? Like the voice not to be played, that they come to the angry part, they take over, and now they don't want to release the power. How do we go from here? I think if there's a place of concentrate, leave this thing, leave it to other people to try their own, okay, let them lead. Like you mentioned, is there anything, natural resources to have the country, and it goes for the good of the country. Oil, agricultural sector, coal and other things. If we have to harmonize this and use this well, the country will be better. But
everybody benefits, yeah.
That's it. And the one people are just holding is, when you talk of a local government and every other thing, say that is being created, there is no fairness in it. Like the South, or let's say the East, they have small state to state. And the North, they have a lot. And when it comes to revenue and allocations, they collect a lot. And nothing is being accounted for. So if the leaders, they are fair enough, they should know that give this president or whatever, to other people, let the East do it. Thank you, Joyce.
Okay, thank you very much. We're hoping our brothers from the North can call in and maybe help us gain another angle to this debate to see whether, I mean, maybe there's something we're not seeing. That's also a possibility. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
My name is Isaiah, calling from Jesus.
Thank you very much for calling.
What I see there is that those who say...
Turn off your radio. I do apologize.
Those who say they want one Nigeria, as they announced, they want to bring them down. What I see there is that our people did not don't want to release the power to the other tribe. If we are one Nigeria, it's supposed to be rotating. So you have tried your own. Let other try their own. Maybe it can work. Nigeria is not working. Look at how Joe Buhari is behaving. Nepotism has killed this democracy from APC. Pull their own people into their power. Leave other tribe, other region. That is bad. That is reason why problem and commotion wrapped the whole Nigeria. People are angry. People are hungry. And sufferness, no food, nothing. Nothing improved, nothing moving in Nigeria because of nepotism that Buhari is using to rule. It doesn't matter. It doesn't concern me. what I do is the right. Nobody can query me. It's bad. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have to be off on a break in 2 minutes. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Mrs. Adetokunbo from Badagry.
Thank you very much. One Nigeria, how can we achieve that?
You see, Auntie Joy, let's say the truth. We are not one Nigeria. We are one Nigeria before. But right now, this APC government, Buhari, they have cut everything. We are not one Nigeria. If that is the truth, I'm telling you. We are one Nigeria. Look at how they go arrest Nnamdi Kanu. What did Nnamdi Kanu do? They are chasing Igboho here and there. What did Igboho do? This is the people that are preventing their people not to be killed.
Okay, but
look at Boko Haram, henchmen, everything. Why can't they be killing these people, arresting them? Now to go to Kenya or wherever they are, go arrest Nnamdi Kanu. What did Nnamdi Kanu do to this Buhari government? This Biafra agitation, they have been doing it for long.
Are you saying that you do not? Are you saying you do not support the vision or you don't believe in it?
I didn't support them at all. Let us divide. We are no more Nigeria at all. We are one Nigeria. You are killing some people.
So what if the presidency came from the south? Would that change your mind?
Me, I'm not following President Mata.
But that's the question I'm asking you.
I'm personally voting for somebody. Even though the person comes from Hausa, as long as he's good.
Very good.
If he lands.
Joyce. Welcome back to the show. My name is Joyce Onyemowa, and we're here on the sunny side trying to understand whether it's the way we're saying it or it's what's pretty much in our hearts that we're pretty much allowing play out. But something appears to not necessarily be in sync with our ambition towards a one Nigeria. I want to hear what Nigerians have to say about that. And our reference points will be what is coming out from the Northern Group. And they believe that presidency from the South could weaken the North. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Turn off the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome, lady.
Yes, so what I'm saying is this. Nigeria is not working. And
So now maybe the question is, how will it work? Can you touch on that?
No. If we want this to work, we need to sit down and ask ourselves, what is the vision of Nigeria? What do we want? What's our ideology? What do we actually want to achieve? Now, the reason I'm saying this is this. Even if it is rotational, we keep drawing ourselves back, because if we don't have an ideology, if a northern person comes, he comes with his own ideology for the northerners, and he rules for 8 years, and the senator comes in, and he has his own ideology and rules for 8 years. Mm. So are we going back or we're going front? We'll just be in the middle. We will still be in this quagmire. As I said, we need to sit down first and ask ourselves, what do we actually want?
Can you honestly admit that, you know, we're sitting down, but, you know, it's more like the governors are sitting down. The southerners just sat down.
Yeah.
And the north is responding.
Collectively, have we sat down to say this is what we want? Because obviously the southerners know what they want, that this is what we want. We don't want open grazing. We don't want this. We want restructuring.
Yeah.
We want the police. Now this.
They don't like the fact that the South is rejecting. The North doesn't quite appreciate the fact that the South, you know, is putting up a resistance against open grazing. So you see that.
So that's why I said, even if... For the Southerners becomes a president today, that means they will object to open grazing, isn't it? And they rule for 8 years.
Mm.
Now a Northerner will come back and reject that and say, no, I don't want you to say there's no open grazing. He stops that,
okay.
And there will be open grazing. So are we going back or going? What are we actually doing? As I said, we have to sit down collectively and discuss this. Either we go at separate ways, because we are not thinking alike. Even Joyce, in your programs, you say if somebody is not as intelligent as you are, you cannot even stand that person.
So well, that's a Joyce philosophy. You know, like, that's a different thing.
It's also the same thing with so many people. Everybody have their own, what they see as an intelligent person. So if I cannot stand you as a person, I don't think I can be, I would be to...
I don't think that's an accurate yardstick, and I can explain that if you don't mind. So okay, not everybody... Problem. So I have to go off on a break, if you don't mind. So when I come back from the break, I can explain that. How about that?
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce Odichima Onyemowa. It is 5 minutes past 1 p.m. Wherever you are, we're happy that you are there. And so we have to see whether we can find ways by which we even out our differences and achieve an objective. I think we're spending so much time as a nation going back and forth and not necessarily spending time collectively moving forward towards one direction. Well, I cannot quite say that we're not necessarily moving forward, but it does appear that, you know, individuals are holding differing opinions, and it's really at this point no longer a secret that some people feel a certain type of way. And I'm speaking about Nigerians now, like Nigerians generally feel a certain type of way about what's happening in the nation. And then something as particular, as deliberate and as precise as a president from the South makes its way to the top of a concern. And then we realize some people feel a certain type of way about that. Well, Southern leaders met recently, and one of the outcomes from that meeting was that they would expect the next president to come from the South. It does appear that they all agreed to that. So the South agrees that the next president should come from the South. A kind of rotation of power, which does appear to be sensible if we all say and agree to the vision of a one Nigeria. But our brothers in the North are not necessarily quite pleased. So let's say they have some, they're iffy about it. You know, they have some, they have misgivings. Yeah, there's something about this idea that doesn't quite sit well with them. And if you would allow me, I want to quote what's said to have come from them. The Northern Group added that Governor's resolution on 2023 exposed a deliberate attempt to impose a contentious system of rotational presidency aimed at achieving dubious political goals to weaken the North. First of all, I'm thinking, why is it contentious? Why are we contending with that? We're moving the puzzles around to see where it perfectly fits. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
How are you, my sister Joyce? Long time. Obi calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much, Obi. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah. How are you, Joyce?
Fine, thank you very much.
You see, I want to be very fast here. The Northerners want the status quo maintained. Joyce, do you know that there's been Hezbollah police in the North?
Yeah.
Do you know there's been Sharia courts in the North? The Northern governors have been meeting and have been doing a lot of, even during the time of Obasanjo. Obasanjo wanted to oppose the Sharia. They never agreed to that. Do you know that
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Sharia if they agree to it, if that's what they believe.
No, the Southerners are not worried about, we never complained about
okay.
It. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
You know, they destroy beer in the North, and when tax is paid, they collect money from the tax. The quota system of students having 30, some having 100, nobody's complaining. So why is it when the Southerners have just woken up, and this is a very big problem on their part? It's really unfair. And we say we are one Nigeria. How come Mietiala have made statements that led to the death of many people, Mietiala? Nobody has even called them for questioning. Gumi have been leader, nobody called them for questioning. During the election of 2011, somebody made a statement that is going to make the government ungovernable. And youth coppers were killed in their thousands. Till today, you know, we are very bad students of history. Everybody has forgotten and we are marching on. Nnamdi Kanu, Igboho. What they are talking, has it caused the death of over 50 people? Or 100 people? Let's assume that they are seeing them as the worst people. Are they the cause of rise in food prices in Nigeria? Let me tell you, Joseph, I just want to tell you something. The death of Jesus Christ what I'm saying concerning Nandekal and Igbo, the death of Jesus Christ never stopped the propagation of Christianity. I rest my case. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, what a way to go with it. I mean, how did you take us there? Well, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. Welcome. How do we achieve this one Nigeria? But now you can see that the South and the North are speaking two different things. We must agree. How? Welcome. Good afternoon.
This matter. Joyce, what I'm trying to say in this matter is that now that they have do meeting, that they have said that each tribe will rule, as in this one not rule, the other one will rule. I believe that's what they are saying now.
Go ahead, what's your point?
What I'm trying to say is that they want to be sharing it now. That's what is happening now.
Okay.
Now, if they want to be sharing me, my own is that let them not bring anybody for us. If it's Igbo person, let us choose the Igbo person. If it's Yoruba person, let us choose. Not because they will come choose for us.
You're not following the conversation. No, I mean, I'm getting you, but it does appear that you're not getting us. So it's not whether it's Igbo or Yoruba or from Bendel or Benue, pardon me. No, it's that anybody from the South. It can be anybody. It can be someone from Osun or Benue or wherever from the South. It could be anybody. Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello. Can you hear us? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll appreciate. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. Can you hear me well?
I can. Thank you. What's your name?
This is Babaji calling from Badagry.
Thank you.
I think most of the callers don't even understand your question. And it's better for you to look deep and do research before you pick up your phone and call. You are asking a question that the Southern governors had a meeting in Lagos. And at the end of the day, the Northern people are going against their resolution. And you ask a question, what do you want? Do you want the presidency to come, the president, come from the South or the North? And most of them don't even understand the question. If you ask me, Babaji, I want the president to come from the South for now, for equity. Now, late Bola Ige asked one question. He said, how are we going to live together? That is the true question. If we are ready to live together, let us sit down together and ask the question. Joyce, for now, we don't have equity, no justice. Kano State has 44 local governments, and Lagos State, 20 local governments. And if you put the population together, according to census, they said Kano is more than Lagos State by just 100. The census before the 2006, Kano was 5.something million. Lagos, 5.something million before 2006. And that of 2006, Kano, 9.3 million. Lagos, 9.1 million. They removed Jigawa from Kano before 2006 census. Jigawa has 27 local governments and Kano, 44 local governments. If you put the two together, 70-something local governments. And Lagos State that remains since 1914 is still having 20 local governments. Now, if you put three states together from the North, can veto the entire Southeast when it comes to debate in the National Assembly? That is the question we are talking about. Some people don't even understand the injustice facing in Nigeria. That is the question you ask.
But are you sure it's 20 local governments in Lagos? I think it's about 37.
You said Jigawa.
Jigawa State?
Yeah.
Your line is breaking up now.
Why can't just do your research now?
Okay. Well, your line is breaking up. Okay. 2020. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Do we agree that a president should come from the South? And if we don't agree, well, it might as well just give you a solid picture of what's to come 2023. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Mamati from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much.
The president must come from the south.
Why?
Ask me why. The northerners have taken their own share.
Share?
Their own turn.
Oh, turn, okay.
I think they don't want us to rest, and there is no peace. They say they don't want open grazes. They say they don't want the south to rule. What do they want? Let them tell us what they want. If not, let them eat their cow. Let us eat our oil. Let everybody stay on his own.
But you know, it would be nice if you put some oil on the cow.
It would be nice if their motor will carry the oil to the if not.
Okay.
When they don't want to be brotherly, they don't want to be sisterly, what, do we kill ourselves?
So you also support the very idea that the president should come from the south?
Yes.
And that the north have to agree if they also believe in the vision of a one Nigeria?
Me, I believe on one Nigeria. But the president now should come from the south.
Okay.
With all this Boko Haram kidnapping, let us see what will happen.
Okay, that's a fair one. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Joseph. You see, the presidency should come from this town. I don't want to go to history. I would have started with 1960, before 1960, to tell you how the southerners have been suffering in the hands of the northerners. I don't want to go into details. I think enough is enough. We have had enough. Is it in terms of employment? Is it in terms of schooling? Name it. We have been so disfranchised in the South. They still look back to what happened during the Civil War, that they can run over the South. They can do whatever. Gone at that time. The Southerners are prepared.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the objective is not war. The objective is unity.
They don't want peace.
No, they want it. No. They want it. But they're saying that, well, we're not quite happy with this idea of power coming to the South.
How else would they want it? Even the Southerners who were president developed the northern part more than the southern part. Look at what Jonathan did. Marie Jerry School, or what is it called, was built all over the north for them to educate their children because of hatred. It was all cancelled when they defeated.
Do you think it's hate, maybe fear?
It is hatred. And
well, it's all
they
part
don't
of
want
fear.
Their people to be learned. They want to keep them in perpetual slavery. That's why they don't want to educate them.
So if you had another brother listening right now, what would you say to him? So, I mean, you have to approach this as though you were speaking to a northerner who might not necessarily be immediately open to the idea. What would you say?
Those that are learned knows what I'm talking about.
All right. All
except
right.
Those that really do not want peace in the country. Good day.
Thank you very much. A one Nigeria, that's the vision. But how, if the Northern Coalition say, well, this very idea of power in the South doesn't quite sit at home with us? Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
This is Bami Doski calling from Suvi.
Thank you.
You see, this country, the North, to become one, the North must accept that the next president must come from the southern part. They need to accept that.
Okay.
They want Nigeria. Yes,
okay.
They really need to. See, I say that they don't want fight. They really need to accept that. That's one. And you see, the problem we're having in this country is our leaders. They're our leaders that are making problems in this country. You see, if they want to do something, but when they get to the power, they will not do it. They'll promise us that they want. The level of insecurity in the country is going to reduce. The level of poverty in the country is going to reduce. But when they get to power, they will not do anything. And that is the problem we are having in this country.
Ah, okay.
That's it.
So you say that the North would have to accept it as long, you know, for us to achieve this vision of a one Nigeria. Beautiful.
Yeah, they really need to accept it. So we, as a citizen of this country, we also have a part to play by coming election 2023. We really need to do the needful.
Absolutely. Have you registered? Are you thinking of registering to vote?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I want to register to vote.
Great.
So we need to choose a responsible leader.
Yeah. God help us make that out. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. How do we make sense of this? How do we reach a common ground? Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, yeah. It's Jude, you're fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My dear, please, I want to contribute to this program.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Yeah. What I want to say is this. Nigeria needs to be restructured. That's number one. And again, there is a system. If the Southerners are planning that the president must come from this house, they don't know what they want.
Oh,
you know
okay.
Why?
Why?
They don't know what they want.
Okay.
They don't know what the people want.
What because do the people want?
Yes. The people want that the country should be restructured. Restructuring, I mean, is this. Everything would be, everything about employment, recruitment of soldiers, whatever. Because if you go to every federal government establishment, the Northerners are more in number. And they are, the heads are always, the bosses are always the Northerners. Go to every federal government establishment.
Yeah, but you're going to need a leader in power who is neutral in his approach to governance to be able to achieve
yes.
that. So first, you must get a leader.
Then who is going to do it?
That's why we're having a conversation.
Yes, because if you put a Southerner, he can never do it.
Why do you feel
because
so?
Because the Northerners will never allow him to do it. Because Jonathan tried it. Obasanjo tried his best.
So how can we achieve a one Nigeria if we're going to go back and forth, you know?
There is no one Nigeria, Joy. There's no one Nigeria. Right from 1960, there's no one Nigeria. We are deceiving ourselves.
There is a one Nigeria, but maybe somebody wants an upper hand, or you think everybody else is fighting for an advantage.
We must make everything... Joyce, we must make everything equal. Everything
exactly.
And justice. Everything equal in Nigeria. There will be no cheating from the South. There will be no cheating from the North.
Yeah. So do you support the very idea of a Southern governor, a Southern president?
A Southern person from the South or from the North?
A president from the... Well, I don't know. You might want someone from the North and that would be okay. But, you know, just to see where you stand, would you want somebody from the South?
Understand where I'm going, what I'm saying.
I think I do.
Even if you have a president from the South, he can never amend the system. The system has been on the ground.
So this issue now that you have raised, how do we fix it? Do you have an idea? How?
Yes. The idea I have is this. The restructuring must be based on equity and justice.
Yeah, but you need a leader to implement that.
Even the present government can do it if they want.
Okay.
The present government can do it if they want. But they
so in
want.
The absence of that, so come 2023, let's assume this president doesn't do it because, I mean, his 6 years gone already and your complaints are pretty much what they are. So if he doesn't do it, what happens 2023?
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much. Let us try. If any government, you went up on the
I'm
north,
asking you to be deliberate.
South.
Choose. Forget the trying part. Let's assume we are deliberate. Look at the Southern governors. They're not trying.
Yes.
They made a decision about something. I'm asking you to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If the president comes from the South, it is...
Do you want that?
Yeah, I want it.
Thank you.
But let it be equity and justice.
Beautiful. Absolutely. What is one Nigeria if there's no equity? Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Yeah, Joy Onyebunwa. Good afternoon.
Onyemowa.
Onyebunwa. Good afternoon. Yeah,
good afternoon. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My dear, if really we are one Nigeria, not must accept Southern presidency.
Sounds like a point. Straightforward.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If it really, really we... call ourselves one Nigeria. Not must accept that Southerners are brother to them.
I lost you. Sorry about that. Hopefully you make it back. Good afternoon to you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
We must say we are one Nigeria. My name is Stella.
Welcome, Stella.
From TBS.
You didn't turn off your radio, my lady.
The Northerners must accept that we are one.
Yeah.
And therefore, they must accept a Southern president. Reason being that if you remember our first national anthem before this new one, you will know that if you want to be in one family, you have to define your relationship that you are one family.
Yeah.
Therefore, whatever you take as a decision, it must reflect the family you are coming from.
Yeah.
And this family is supposed to be Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And if we say we are one Nigeria, then if the northern part rules, another southern rules. In fact, it's not even enough to say north-south. It is supposed to be every geographical area of Nigeria ought to be so that the development and everything will be spread out.
Absolutely.
One caller made a point, which I really take seriously to. He said something about, you know, restructuring that if somebody comes from the south, the northerners will not accept it. Then we are not one Nigeria. This is why the agitations are continuing. Even if you eliminate the current agitators, Nnamdi Kanu and the rest, the agitation will continue. Because when you are not treating a child fairly, it's like a father, you draw up a will, and then you just decide to remove one of your children, or one of your babies, and say, oh, this one, because I don't like her, she will not get a pass. Then that will is not complete. So every person that comes from Nigeria
has an opportunity to be both leader
and deserves to be represented in the government. Just like somebody pointed out, if you go to EFCC, for instance, it's all Hausas.
Have you been there?
You go to every federal government establishment, even an MPC. Wow. Why should it be so? If you say we are one Nigeria, it's making people, and it's not like the people that have been running this nation from the north, that they are really doing it right.
All right.
Look at the economy of Nigeria. Look at how we are suffering.
All right. So one Nigeria, the north should accept the south.
Let us see.
Well, yeah. Thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The vision of a one Nigeria. But how? I mean, it could just be words. Pointless words if we're not working towards achieving it with actions that are very deliberate, aimed at achieving the objective. You know, like, you have to be quite strategic. But here we are, and it does quite appear that some people are in it, but under a certain condition, you know. Welcome to the show, 0700-993-993-993. How are you? We're happy to have you here. What's your name?
Bolaji from VI.
Thank you very much.
We want the presidency from the south. But you see, these guys, they are jokers.
Who's now? Who's a joker? The southerners?
The northerners. Forget. When they brought Obasanjo in 1999, we voted for him. No. So they are going to use divide and rule. They will bring somebody from the south to divide us. So that's my own opinion. I think restructuring is the best thing for us in this country. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. I mean, it's like, where do I pick that up from now? Okay. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. One Nigeria, but how? How? How, my friend? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joy.
We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Olumuyiwa.
We're happy to have you. We're happy to have you.
Joyce, I've studied all over the world. I never see Americans say, we are one America, we are one Togo, we are one South Africa, we are one Kenya. It's only Nigeria that we keep on shouting one Nigeria. And for the fact that we are saying we are one Nigeria, means something is wrong with that Nigeria that we are claiming we are one. I have studied this country very well all my life. I have never seen a Yoruba man or a Igbo man dealing with the North. Why is it that it's only the North that is dealing with all other tribes? Eh? Why is that? Why? And most of the other presidents we have, like Jonathan and Obasanjo, they are accidental presidents. Not just be like, okay, I'm gonna die, let compensate you.
Accidental?
Okay, let bring somebody.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying is that the way we are shouting one Nigeria, that a Yoruba man will offend somebody, they will come from the federal and kidnap that person in the middle night. Then the Hausa will be doing what they like. And have you ever seen the Hausa attacking or saying anything against themselves? But let's just move your poo-poo for here. You will see the federal mighty from the federal.
So I mean, your analogy is nasty.
We are not one, my dear. We are not one.
And the more the regeneration is continuing, we are exposing what my father tolerates. I can never tolerate it anymore. A northern president cannot just become intimidating my tribe. All in the name of one Nigeria.
Okay.
You want to take over my land.
Okay.
I cannot go to the north and take over your own land. Is that one Nigeria?
Uh-huh.
Can you go to north and go to their own bush and begin what you like? Good afternoon.
is the way you conclude your positions. Well, yeah. One Nigeria. God help us, one Nigeria. Hello, welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
This
What's your name?
Jen from Suleri.
Thank you very much.
We are tired of this one Nigeria.
Why?
This president can never, every time, I was not. What about other tribes? Like this last caller said, accidental president from Igbo or Yoruba. Jonathan, is only this tenor that man that died, that he managed to rule. They didn't allow him to enter again. What nonsense is this? Are we not Nigerians? Is it that South president or no one Nigeria? What rubbish. We cannot take it anymore.
So you're also supporting the southern presidents, the southern governors, saying
before
the next...
Let us try. Let's start out and try.
Yeah.
All this
okay.
Northern president is not working. They don't do anything. People are suffering. People are dying. What rubbish. We cannot take it anymore. Nonsense.
Ha! I wish you were not so offended. Maybe you'd have said something else. I wish you were not so offended. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I said two. So, yeah, we have to go into another conversation. One more, and this will be our final call, and then we segue into language and interpretations. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
It's interesting, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I wish it was better than this. You know, I wish that the objective was more aimed. Go ahead.
Joyce. Whenever you sit watching a movie, does your opinion matter?
Okay.
Of the movie?
No.
Very good.
Don't start with parables. Like, really, where are you going?
Joyce, you see, there are some informations that some citizens here are not privy to.
Uh-oh.
That's why I gave you that analogy. If your opinion does not count, or does not matter, or does not make anything in the movie you are watching, or a drama you are watching, or a comedy you are watching, that is the case of the so-called Nigeria.
Yeah, but you're going to vote 2023. You have an opportunity to say something. So it's
Joyce,
now a movie, and you are cast in the movie.
Joyce, it is my prayer, and I can tell you that there will never be election again in a country called Nigeria.
Well, wait. I don't know if you're a nihilist. I don't know if that's what you are. But it does quite appear you don't have any more optimism left in you. And that's a little difficult to interact with, particularly if I believe that there is a possibility. You get it? Yeah? Okay. So the problem with nihilism is that even if there was an opportunity, you get in the way of that. So that's the problem. So it's like you shut the door to the light that has a potential of coming in. And then it does appear that you become a part of the problem in a problem that you're trying to figure out. So here it is. We've heard callers who have said, if the North say that they believe in this vision of one Nigeria, then they must accept a leader from the South. Now, that also means that the Southerners also have to insist that this is what we want. Yeah, it's like you're in a marriage, yeah? And then, you know, the wife says something, the husband says something else. Well, if that marriage is going to work, both of you, somebody's going to have to... Well, both of you would have to find a common ground. Otherwise, it's one problem, then another problem, then another problem, then you have to file for a divorce. You have to just go. So we're trying to prevent a divorce, and we're saying, well, if you want this marriage to work, then you have to look at this. You've been in power. You've had a turn. Let me take a turn. And that's sensible towards this achievement of one Nigeria, so that every region is fairly represented. But even more straightforward, it can actually be a one Nigeria, not just something that we say, but something that we practice. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce on the Sunny Side.